You're listening to WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. And at the tone, it'll be 2 o'clock and time for CBS News.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. The Soviet Union has issued an official report saying two people died in the nuclear power plant disaster in the Ukraine and an unspecified number of residents from four nearby communities have been evacuated. That contrasts with earlier unofficial reports. United Press International quoted sources as saying nearly 2,100 people were killed and many more have been treated for radiation sickness. The official TASS news agency also said the radiation situation at the plant was stable, but as Wyatt Andrews in Moscow reports, the Soviets did ask for help.
One of the things that we have been able to learn in Moscow is that both the West Germans and Swedish diplomats were approached on the subject of helping the Soviets fight fires that had broken out at the scene of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. The Soviet statement was silent. On that issue, saying that the radiation leak had been stabilized, but made no mention of the fact that a fire had occurred at the site, and no mention that the Soviets had appealed internationally for help in putting the fire out. Another thing that the Soviets were silent on was the issue of just how many people are being evacuated. It could be quite a massive job. The Soviets did say that the town involved had been evacuated along with three separate villages. If villages surrounding the town were also evacuated, you could be talking about a huge evacuation of somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60,000 persons.
The United States offered the Soviets humanitarian and technical aid to deal with the accident. The State Department also called on the Russians to provide information about the mishap in a timely manner. More news after this.
Big A, that's where to start. In auto parts.
Your Big A Auto Parts store's got all the parts you need to do it yourself. But when you need a professional mechanic, we can tell you about some of the best independent pros who know what it takes to keep your car going. So next time, go to Big A first.
The first letter in auto parts. Big A. Big A.
Every time you speak, people judge you by the words you use. To make a powerful impression, you need a powerful vocabulary. You need verbal advantage, audio cassette tapes that teach you proper pronunciation, meaning, and usage without study. Verbal advantage gives you the word power you need to succeed in life. All you have to do is listen. Call now, 1-800-55-TAPES, 55-T-A-P-E-S, 1-800-55-TAPES.
Another Achievement Dynamic Success Program.
An official of the U.S. Department of Energy says experts do not expect fallout from the Soviet nuclear accident to be of serious public concern in the United States. Officials from the department went to Capitol Hill today to brief members of Congress on the Soviet accident. Ike Pappas reports.
Congress will want to know what effect the radiation cloud created by the Soviet accident is likely to have on the United States and what can be done to help the Soviets in this emergency. Lawmakers will also zero in on safety conditions at American nuclear plants, particularly those that do not include radiation containment structures such as the one in the Soviet Union. Congressman Edward Markey, chairman of the House Energy Subcommittee, is a longtime critic of American nuclear plant safety.
To those who say it couldn't happen here, I can tell you that the fact that the U.S. atomic reactors have containment buildings, which may or may not successfully hold deadly radioactive materials from the environment and the public, is not comfort enough given a 50-50 chance of a meltdown.
Many members of Congress are upset that the Soviets waited days to alert the world to the accident. A resolution has been introduced in the House condemning the Soviets and calling on them to permit international nuclear experts in to conduct their own independent assessment of the seriousness of the situation. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The remains of the seven Challenger astronauts were flown today from Cape Canaveral to the military mortuary at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. The bodies are to undergo final processing there and then be turned over to the families for burial or cremation. The Federal Housing Administration has told lenders to stop taking applications for government-insured home mortgages because the FHA has reached its credit ceiling. A bill to extend the FHA's lending authority has passed the House, but not the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 20.34. The volume so far today, 127,310,000 shares.
We asked 1,000 doctors if they were stranded on a desert island, which one medicine would they want along? Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, Advil, or Bayer? More doctors chose Bayer aspirin, nearly 2-1 over extra strength Tylenol, more than 8-1 over Advil.
Advil. Doctors chose Bayer, the wonder drug. And since doctors chose Bayer, shouldn't you? Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. Use only as directed.
Start the spring season with fresh ideas inside the new spring catalog from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest the famous Weber 22.5-inch kettle barbecue grill with a free accessory pack, just $69.88. And make your yard work fast and easy with their 21-inch rear-bagging Lawn Chief mower featuring a 3.5-horsepower engine and solid-state ignition. It's only $199.88 inside the new spring catalog and at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers.
A bomb went off today outside the residence of U.S. Ambassador Harry Burns in Santiago, Chile. Windows were broken, but nobody was hurt. FBI Director William Webster told a congressional panel today that terrorist threats by Libyan leader Gaddafi should not be laughed at, but, said Webster, the terrorist situation in the United States is under control. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Okay, Mr. Iacocca, that's 100. 200.
My friend Larry Reed, you know, the guy who owns Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth, well, he's really done it this time. He went out and bought White Bear Dodge Center and its entire inventory of new and used cars and trucks from Chrysler Corporation, and he's spending the rest of the month liquidating 200 new 1986 ramped-up Dodge pickups, vans, conversions, and 150 new Dodge cars to the public at tremendous savings. Now, you go out to White Bear Dodge Center, and you'll get 7.5 to 9.9 annual percentage rate financing or up to $1,000 cash back from Chrysler. You'll find everything from Omnis, Horizons, and convertibles to Caravans, Voyagers, and trucks. Lots and lots of trucks. At never before, never again savings. Larry's even got 145 Chrysler Corporation executive cars priced thousands below factory invoice. You'll also get 15-minute credit approval and low down payments. So hurry to Larry Reed's White Bear Dodge Center, two blocks north of 694 on Highway 61, and get in on it before the end of the month. I wonder what he's going to buy next. Maybe Duluth.
Okay, Mr. Pellucci, that's 100. 200. Afternoon,
it's the Kozlak Russell Show, hour number two at 2:07 on what has turned into a partly cloudy afternoon as the clouds continue to roll in, and more moisture is just what we need. We already have a record rainfall in April, 5.42 inches of rain. The record, I guess, is 5.62 inches, and that's what we have had so far this month.
It's just unbelievable the way it has been raining.
It's the invasion of the slugs, as we determined this morning. The University of Minnesota Arboretum says the slugs will start to parade.
Now, the reason for this is the slugs and the worms come up. So,
they don't want to drown. They want to get up.
Someone just asked me this yesterday, why is it they come up? And I thought, well, I used to know. What was the reason again? They don't want to drown. They drowned in the soil, so they come up and they want to be stepped on. So that's what happens to them. And say, please step on me now.
I've got to fire up the lawnmower. It's the last week, it's just gone crazy. The lawn has grown in leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Will this be the first cutting then, Tim?
The first cutting of the year.
Oh, wow.
They say just take a third off that blade, you know.
Uh-huh.
And check the blade. Make sure the cat isn't asleep under the...
Tim, no. Oh, 69 degrees and mostly sunny now.
See, that's the first time I'd heard that last year about cats getting under car hoods. Had you ever heard about that before? In the winter.
Inside?
In the winter, they will actually get under a car hood to keep warm. And they always recommend, you know, you should make sure that give the car hood a wrap before you start up the car engine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I thought you'd know this, having three cats at home.
See, my cats are...
They're indoor cats.
They're indoor cats. They're domesticated, although I don't think you can ever totally domesticate a cat, because they look at you like...
They are well-behaved.
You want me to come? I'm busy right now. I'm licking my foot. No, they never do that.
All right.
Well, we have some guests joining us in about a half hour, and they're Walter Stanley and Jim Hahn. They're two actors from the Illusion Theater. And what is the name of the play? Biography?
Biography. Max Frisch, the Swiss playwright. And we'll talk with them and find out about this play. It's at the Illusion Theater, which is now taking the space of what was once the Cricket Theater in downtown Minneapolis in the Hennepin Center for the Arts. And that will be at about 2:30 or 69 degrees now with a partly cloudy, mostly sunny sky. You can take your choice depending on how optimistic you are today.
I'm thinking positive, so I'm saying mostly sunny. Yeah, yeah. We have Willie Nelson and Leon Russell, no relation to Tim Russell, right?
Although the Lennon sisters are my third cousins.
Yeah. They're going to tell us about a certain Sue.
A Sue, City Sue, Sue, City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and dog for you.
Nelson and Leon Russell, and they have a great combination there. You wouldn't think they'd sound that good.
Well, it works well with a lot of people. That was probably a hit in 1913 when Gideon Sandbeck of Hoboken, New Jersey, received a patent for the separable fastener, which later became known as, can you guess, the separable fastener?
The hook and eye?
No, the zipper, which accomplished the same thing.
The separable fastener. That's okay, I get it, yeah.
Of course, people had trouble. I mean, it took so long to say your separable fastener's open that zipper kind of just took over and became the term. Patent issued on this date, 1913.
It's true?
Wait a minute. Now, why would Sioux City Sue have been...
That's an oldie. I mean, that goes way back.
I think it's from the 40s, mister.
Well, they're close. 1940, 1913. Yeah, it's within the same century.
It's 14 minutes after 2.
Anything for a segue.
Okay, I understand now.
May I have your attention, please? Everyone. Okay, now every place you get your car fixed is represented here. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Now we're here to see who offers lifetime repair guarantees. You know, guarantees that cover parts and labor for as long as you own your car. Now, all of those who do not offer one, please move to the left. Come on, let's go. Your discount and department stores, move it over there. Come on, you gas stations, to the left, please. And folks, did I mention that this free guarantee should cover thousands of customer-paid repairs? Let's go, especially in tire stores. To the left, please. Move it over. All right, now I'm going to have to ask you to leave this commercial. Okay, who's left?
Ford dealers.
Lincoln Mercury dealers.
There they are, the only people who offer the exclusive lifetime service guarantee for maximum value in car repairs. Ask for a copy, only at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers, because quality cars deserve quality care.
We bring in Milt Lefevre from our CCL Weather Center. Milt, I was just talking with a woman in Plymouth, and she said she went downstairs. It was sunny, went downstairs to get her laundry to hang outside, and by the time she came up, it was totally cloudy. It's really changing quickly.
It's one of those amazing situations where it just goes from white to black all of a sudden. Now, this stuff has moved in and formed, actually, about 4 or 5 hours sooner than I thought it would when I made the forecast earlier today.
Milt, I just have one question. I'm getting a little afraid. When will it end?
Yeah.
When will we have a string of sunny days in a row?
I guess I could say I don't know, but I have the same question, too. We're going to be in an unsettled pattern probably for the balance of the week. That means probably some periods of showers and temperatures not changing a great deal, although I don't think we'll see another 70-degree temperature until probably well into the weekend. So it looks as if we'll have periods of showers that will last through tomorrow morning, then a break that may include, tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday will probably be all right, but then some more moving in Friday through the balance of the weekend. So look for a rather rainy period, I'm afraid, folks. The amounts out of this, not very much. What we have right now is mostly just some sprinkles in a band that extends from about Austin up over Mankato, ends up in the Olivia area out in Renville County. It's moving to the east-northeast. There has been moving, but it's sort of stalled now during the last hour. However, some other clouds are developing in the western Twin Cities counties now that may produce a brief shower or two. That's what we'll have during the afternoon, I think. Nothing serious. The more substantial precipitation probably won't occur until sometime later tonight as some thunderstorms start to form across the area. So, except for a sprinkle or two this afternoon, it really isn't a great change. The cloudiness, we expected it to come in during the late afternoon, but it's a little heavier, of course, than we were thinking. So we've had to update our forecast, becoming mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower or two this afternoon. Highest temperature about 70. Well, we're at 69 now. Southwest winds 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy. Showers likely tonight and a chance of a thunderstorm. Overnight low 50. Southeast winds increasing to 15 to 25. Chance of morning showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Decreasing cloudiness in the afternoon. A little low coming out of Nebraska should move quite rapidly across the region. Tomorrow's high about 60. Currently, southwest 9, barometer 2987, pressure falling. 39% humidity. It's very dry here, but there's some moisture getting up into the southwestern part of the state, and that will be increasing that shower possibility markedly during the nighttime hours. For the moment, I think we're going to have to go with a cloudy sky right now. Those clouds are thickening rapidly across the area, but the temperature, very mild, 69.
Thanks, Milt. It's 18 minutes after 2 o'clock on the Kozlak Russell Show, and I have a Vegas story.
Is this a showbiz story or a gambling story?
It's a gambling story, Tim. By the way, did you hear about Wayne Newton?
No.
Mr. Las Vegas? He has discovered that he is a direct descendant of Pocahontas.
Sounds like a little PR trickery.
I don't know. Well, he's working with Margaret Thatcher because Pocahontas made a vacation trip to England and died there.
Really?
As, of course, many tourists do, I think. But she died there, and they buried her there, boom, and he wants to bring her back.
The Pocahontas, the famous Indian maiden.
Yeah, the Indian maiden. And I don't know how you figure out that you are a direct descendant of Pocahontas, but, I mean, I don't think the Indians were real big on keeping records down at the library, but, you know, maybe they have something else that they use. But he said, I'm trying to get her body exhumed and brought back to America, but I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Newton.
They're working on it. But anyway, okay, here's a Vegas story. A whole California family went to Vegas. This is not to encourage anyone to gamble. But
this is being set up kind of like a joke, but it's a true story.
It's a true story, ladies and gentlemen. Hane, unfortunately they have terribly difficult names to pronounce. Hane Yuiki of Monterey Park was playing the dollar slots for about an hour,
mm-hmm.
and she hit five sevens. And they were waiting for, you know, the family was like, oh, she won. And they were waiting in line to pick up her winnings when her daughter and son-in-law, Sherilyn Wayne Idimoto, started playing, and they hit a $250,000 jackpot after about 10 minutes. So they won two $250,000 jackpots, $500,000. And Idimoto said he was very glad that he and his wife did not listen to their horoscopes for that day. The horoscope said, don't get involved with finances today.
Well, they won't have to get involved with finances for some time to come.
$500,000 in one day, the same family.
I wonder how many dollars they got, those big silver dollars. I just really have some sort of reaction when I've done that with that big dollar slot machine before, and it just doesn't feel right.
To put the big dollar in?
To dump a dollar into this machine.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like your odds are going to be... But here you go, two winners.
Well, they were playing it for an hour, though, for the first one.
Oh, okay.
That's quite a while. That's
yeah.
quite a few dollars. Of course, I'm sure they made it up. But then again, Mr. Government will get quite a bit of that, too, won't he? He wasn't even in the casino, and he's going to be getting a jackpot.
Can you say 50% taxation? There you go.
21 after 2. We have a woman named Judy on the line. And I think today we should just try to get to know Judy a little bit more. Judy, where were you born?
Gave me
Judy.
Uh
oh, wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hi.
Shh, quiet. Oh, okay.
We're a little busy here at the connection today, can you tell?
So don't pay any attention to what we're saying, Judy.
Yes, really. I'm a busy lady here. Yeah, I got things to do.
Okay, what were you working on there? She gave me what? What did she give you?
It's a secret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, money to put on the horses, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Tipping for Wednesday.
Money for her bookie, yeah. And no, so Judy, where were you born? Are you from here?
No, I was born in New York.
Start spreading the news. In New York City?
The other end of New York. Western New York, up by the lake.
And what
Ooh,
city?
Chautauqua.
Near
there.
Buffalo.
Ooh, Buffalo, the snowiest place on this earth.
Yes, right.
So the transfer really from Buffalo to here wasn't too difficult.
This is like a tropical paradise,
well,
isn't it?
Well, except that, you know, in Buffalo, 10 degrees is freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that is cold.
How did you get here, Judy?
I came out here to go to school and decided I fell in love with the city and wanted to stay.
Oh,
that's the spirit.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Well, I just wanted to, we wanted to know a little bit more about Judy this afternoon.
Other than the fact that I totally ignore you when you're on the phone.
She gave me $400. Okay.
We'll try to do a fascinating Judy fact every day.
Oh, right. Hey, that'll be exciting.
We're going to ask you personal questions.
Way to put your audience straight to sleep.
Well, tell us about that all-important connection, your employer.
Okay, this week it's Spring Cleanup and Spruce-Up Week at the Electronic Yellow Pages at the Connection, and we have listings including such things as carpet sales and cleaning, wallpaper and paint, maid services, drapery sales and cleaning, flooring and tile, replacement windows and screens, garden centers, and exterminators. The Electronic Yellow Pages are very easy to use, and the call is absolutely free. You just call 922-9000 and tell the operator what you are looking for. The operator will then ask you for your zip code, and the computer will list the businesses closest to your area. Once you have decided on a business that you'd like more information from, the operator will transfer your call, and you don't have to redial.
All right, those are some terrific bargains and good instructions, too.
Well, thank you. The rest of the operators pay more attention on the phone than I
do. That's Judy from New York, ladies and gentlemen. Call her at 922-9000 and also find out all about the connection, too.
That's right.
Thanks, Judy.
You're welcome.
Are we going to give something away here?
It is time to play the Bud Light Bunch Twins Trivia Contest. I don't know if we'll give something away or not. This is a difficult question.
Is it hard? Okay.
Well, maybe it isn't at all. The first caller at 989-2830 to answer this Bud Light Bunch Twins trivia question will win 8 tickets to the June 18th Twins Chicago game, plus grab bags filled with Bud Light Bunch baseball souvenirs. You've got to be at least 19, and you can only win once, so don't call if you've won already.
We have a file. We have a file. We'll check.
We send out contest police if you do try to abridge this rule. 989-2830. Here's the question. This member of baseball's Hall of Fame hit 18 career Grand Slam home runs. Who is it? This member of baseball's Hall of Fame hit 18 career Grand Slam home runs.
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
That's hard.
It is.
We'll see if we get a winner while we listen to Carly.
All those crazy nights when I cried myself to sleep.
That's Carly Simon. Haven't got time for the pain. We finally got an answer. This was a tough one. And
wow.
Just 10 seconds ago, we came up with the correct answer.
The question was, this member of baseball's Hall of Fame hit 18 career Grand Slam home runs. Who was it? And here's some of the guesses. We had Hank Aaron. A lot of people guessed that. Lou Gehrig, Harmon Killebrew, Babe Ruth, Yogi Berra, Frank Howard, Gil Hodges. But here's the gentleman who came up with the answer. What's your name?
Mark Dubinsky.
Mark Dubinsky. Where are you calling from, Mark?
Actually, I'm calling from a grocery store.
were you driving and you...
No, I was in my car and I was doing some paperwork and I ran in and I thought I'd give it a whirl.
And Mark said, can you tell me what they guessed so far? And I said, no, I'm sorry. Now, how did you know this answer?
I followed Willie McCovey.
It's Willie McCovey.
Yeah.
18 career Grand Slams. That is a pretty great record, I guess. That's probably the best that's ever been done, right? Well, I tell you, Mark... If you hang on the line, we'll get your address, and you're going to win 8 tickets to the Twins. Do you have enough friends to gather together to go to a Twins game?
Well, sure.
Okay, terrific. You hang on.
All right, thanks.
That was a tough one. We had lots and lots of guesses, and finally got an answer, thank goodness. Coming up in a couple of minutes, Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn of the Illusion Theater, they'll be here to talk about Biography, a play now in performance at the Illusion Theater. By the way, the Vikes picked a defensive end and an offensive tackle in the first round of today's NFL draft. Gerald Robinson of Auburn. Who they think will be a defensive end. He's actually a linebacker. He was a linebacker in college. He will be going to the Vikings. We hope they sign him. And Gary Zimmerman, a former USFL player, no relation to Kurt Zimmerman, chosen by the Vikes after the morning trade-offs. He had a couple of trade-offs with San Diego and another team, I believe. And the Vikings will pick next in the fourth round. Upcoming. So we'll keep you up to date on the draft situation, too.
Also, Tim Moreland will have more on the draft coming up this afternoon later here on CCO. In just a minute, we'll bring you your dollars with Marsha Loeb.
The Kentucky Derby. For over 100 years, it has been held at Churchill Downs in Kentucky, making it the premier horse race in America. But this year, the Kentucky Derby is being held in, of all places, Minnesota. Saturday, May 3rd, the Kentucky Derby will be simulcast at Canterbury Downs on our giant Diamond Vision television screen. You can place bets on the Derby or on any of our 10 live races that day. Just like in Kentucky, you can come to Canterbury dressed up as a Southern belle or Southern gentleman and compete for the title of Best Dressed Couple to win a free trip for two to the 1987 Kentucky Derby. Come to Canterbury Downs this Saturday. Gates open at 11:30. First race at 1:30. And watch America's oldest horse race at America's newest racetrack.
Your dollars, sponsored in part by Mita Copiers.
Investing obviously carries some risks, but you can minimize them by diversifying your holdings to suit your particular financial goals and your personal circumstances. I'm Marshall Loeb of Money Magazine with Your Dollars. Some tips on managing your investments like a pro after this.
And now, Panorama, the company famous for televisions, bicycles, and vacuum cleaners, also brings you electric shavers, VCRs, and coffee makers. Yes, we make clock radios, watches, and of course, copiers.
Unlike many copier companies, Mita believes the best way to make better copiers is to make nothing but copiers. After all, we didn't get to be the fastest growing copier company for the past 5 years by making cameras. Mita, all we make are great copiers. For the nearest Mita dealer, call 1-800-ABC-MITA.
Hi, it's me, Phil, for Purex. I've hiked halfway up Mount McKinley with a bottle of Purex bleach to illustrate how small you can feel standing next to a giant. It's kind of how Purex feels next to that other bleach company. But no one makes a better bleach than Purex, and Purex costs a lot less than that big guy. So if you want the best value, join those smart shoppers who have made Purex America's first choice in value. Now, how do I get down from here?
Purex, America's first choice in value.
No matter how carefully you plan your investments, it's hard to eliminate risk. But you can limit any potential damage by spreading your money among different assets depending on your investment goals. Say, for example, that you do not need to collect much in the way of regular income payments from your investments. Then you might want to act aggressively, putting perhaps 70% of your investment money in stocks and dividing the rest between bonds and treasury bills or a money market fund. By contrast, if you're retired and need regular income from your holdings, you might place most of your money into safe U.S. Treasury securities and high-quality bonds, and only one quarter of it in stocks. You should also diversify your holdings within each investment category, especially if your strategy calls for concentrating on riskier assets. A moderately aggressive investor might place half of his equity money in growth stocks, another third in the big, well-established blue chips, and divide the rest between foreign and highly aggressive issues. If you do not have the time to devote to studying many different stocks, you can ease the burden by putting some of your money into stock mutual funds. However you diversify, be prepared to rearrange your investments to take advantage of changes in economic and market conditions. If the climate for stocks worsens, you may shift money back into bonds or cash, thereby reducing your risk. On the other hand, even if you're a conservative investor, you can increase your returns in a rising stock market by buying some high-risk shares that will outpace other stocks. Your dollars, I'm Marshall Loeb on the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you, Marshall. It's 27 minutes before 3 o'clock here on CCO, and we had a winner, by the way. Mark Dubinsky of St. Louis Park had the correct answer to this member of baseball's Hall of Fame, hit 18 career Grand Slam home runs. Who was he? It was Willie McCovey. And I said, oh, he probably, that's a lot. That's probably the most that was ever hit, right? But that was wrong.
I think you said it just that way, too.
I think I did.
Kind of opening yourself up for a correction.
Am I right? No. It was Lou Gehrig. He hit the most Grand Slam home runs. And, gee, I wish I could tell you exactly how many he hit, but it was 20-some.
20-some.
That was the answer I got, 20-some.
Yeah. 69 our temperature and mostly sunny and currently at the Illusion Theater, which is now in the old Cricket Theater space, actually in the Hennepin Center of the Arts on Hennepin Avenue. There is a production by the name of Biography, which was takes us back to the 1960s. That was when it was first written by the Swiss playwright Max Frisch, and our guests this afternoon are starring in that production, Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about the play?
Well, the basic premise of the play is that a man who happens to be a college professor is given the chance to live his life over or pick any moment he wants to live over and make any changes that he'd like.
Oh, you get to make changes. Ooh.
Well, presumably, you set up a situation and you can relive it however he would like. So he chooses to meet his wife. They have a terrible marriage, and he chooses the night he met his wife for the first time and thinks that he'll just get rid of her, pack her off. And, of course, it doesn't quite work out for him.
So, Walton, you play the fellow who has the opportunity, right?
Right.
And, Jim, are you the Monty Hall of new lives here?
Life number one, two, I play a character named the Recorder. And what his basic job is to guide him through this possibility that's been offered him to go through his life again. And he kind of, he has like a computer in front of him of the entire life file of the character named Kurman, which is who Walton plays. And so at times, if he doesn't quite handle it correctly, I can look it up on the computer and say, nah, you don't want to say that, you know. And kind of, you know, it doesn't really matter. He kind of, once he gets, you know, gets rolling, he just kind of goes in one direction and ends up with the same... Same situation that he's done before over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. You're also starring in another play, which is actually in repertory at the Illusion Theater.
That's right.
Becoming Memories, is that that's an original play, isn't it?
That's an original play created by the Illusion Theater Company and based on the, loosely based on the life stories of their grandparents. And it kind of takes them through the courtship of their grandparents and their marriages. And
that must be fascinating.
It is. We toured the play through... the Dakotas and Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin earlier this year. Dickinson, North Dakota is a great place to tour in February.
Oh, it's a little windswept up
there. Gambling in North Dakota.
Make up for those quiet moments. How many people in the company?
There are, five people in the resident company now? Six people in the resident company, and there's about 10 people in Becoming Memories that people are in the expanded.
Okay. Sure. Well, now I have a question about this play biography. If you had this option, would you want to do that? Would you want to relive parts of your life again? Or
well, you know, you always think yes, but after working on the play, I kind of realized that in a weird way, no. I mean, I guess I wouldn't want to relive parts. In a sense, we kind of get a chance to do it every day. I mean, you can always make a choice that it's going to change your life or do something if you really stop and think about it or really do it. So you kind of really do have the opportunity to change your life at any time you want to. So it isn't really necessary to go back to your past, even though people kind of use that as an excuse.
There's a really profound message in the play. And before I started working on the play, I toyed with that same question. But as it went on, I realize just regretting is ridiculous. You know, I think people will think that after they see the show. They'll go home and the question will come up, and I bet majority of the people would realize it'd be foolish to go back.
Although,
but I'm not going to speak for
everybody. I always think of certain conversations with my high school girlfriend. Could have gone differently, or that thing you wanted to say and didn't think of till an hour later.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, there's some clerks at certain stores. I just wish I had that at the tip of my tongue.
But as Tim and I discussed yesterday, we would not want to go back to high school. Didn't we agree on that?
I think so. Yeah. I would like to repeat it opening night. There were some lines I wish the audience had heard.
Oh no, I love it. We're talking about a play called Biography that's currently at the Illusion Theater. Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn are with us, two actors from the show, and they're going to do a scene for us in just a moment here on CCO.
You remodel and fix up your home to enhance its beauty and protect its value. But did you ever consider your homeowner's insurance may need to be fixed up too? Find out if your home is really covered before all your hard work goes up in flames. Just see the white or yellow pages and call your nearby American Family agent today.
American Family Insurance.
Rated A-plus by Best's, the industry's authority.
Our guests this afternoon, Jim Hahn and Walton Stanley, they are currently in the production in repertory. They're in the production of Biography and also Becoming Memories. That's the Illusion Theater at the Hennepin Center of the Arts on Hennepin and 5th or 6th, okay.
Hennepin and 6th.
Right. You have a little segment from Biography for us.
Yeah, we have a little short thing that we can do for you. This is a scene where Corman tells the Recorder about one moment of insight that he's had in his life, and then the recorder kind of fills him in on the rules of the game.
Okay.
Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn.
Just once in my life, when I was 17, I was riding a bicycle. I remember it clearly. It was the moment before a storm. The storm never broke. There was heat lightning, clouds of dust as high as a house. There was a smell in the air of elderberries and tar. Just once in my life, I had an insight. For a quarter of an hour. It's a real insight, too. I know it was. But I can't think it again. I'm too stupid. Too stupid. That's the only thing I could would change if I had my life to live over. I'd want a different mind.
Excuse me.
That's the only thing.
You don't understand the rules. You have the power to choose again, but with the mind you have, that is a given. You could train your mind differently. You're free to do that. You can use it or not when you make decisions. You can use it however you want, to avoid mistakes, to justify mistakes. It's whatever you want. You could specialize your mind so that it draws attention to itself for its expertise or in politics. Or you could let your mind go to ruin in alcohol or religion. Or you can preserve it in skepticism. It's whatever you want, but you cannot change the scope. Or let's say the basic potential, the atomic structure of your brain. Now, do you understand? That is a given.
That's interesting.
Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn.
From Biography, which is currently at the Illusion Theater. Now, how it's running through May 18th.
Right.
And what times?
It's at 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. It's best to call a box office and get the, because it's running in rep with some other things, and it's not running every Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
The number to call for information would be 338-8371.
8371. And then you guys do the other play, too, both of you? Become
yeah,
memories?
We're both in the other one.
Well,
as
that's
well.
Kind of fun.
Very good. That must be difficult to pull something out of context. As a matter of fact, even remembering lines, does it make it easier to remember lines if you're doing it as a whole?
I think what's hardest is to remember which costume you put on, and once you got it on... Once you got the right costume on, you'll do the right show.
Of course, the other day, Walton was ready to go on stage, and he realized his hair was made up for the other show.
Oh,
may not mean much.
No.
Yeah. That was Charlie's Aunt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had the dress on, and it was kind of an embarrassing
thing. Kind of a strange thing, but a lot of fun. So check it out, the Illusion Theater, and thank you both for stopping in to see us.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you both.
Nice
good luck with the play.
Thanks.
It's 17 minutes before 3, 69 degrees, and rain is coming.
Your best, you know it really shows.
Channel 4's Don Shelby.
You see, Pat's awfully solicitous about my on-air appearance, and I had these big ears, and they stick out, and she decided that what I needed was a new hairstyle, so she sent me to a guy she goes to who gave me a body wave, and I looked like I had a 1950s bouffant. And I went on the air with that. And she said, no, the people will like it. The people will like it. 80 phone calls. 80 from Apple Valley. Alone. Who said, if you don't do something with your hair, we will never watch again.
Shelby and Miles. On Channel 4, WCCO-TV's 10 p.m. report.
So continuing that theme, I guess if Don Shelby had had a choice to do something over again,
yeah,
that body wave would not have been in his repertoire.
I think you're right. And then he wouldn't have heard from Apple Valley, I believe.
At least not from 80.
That's right. 80
callers.
I believe Kurt Zimmerman has heard from Apple Valley. I think there were some calls. Hi, Kurt.
Hello there. Oh, the face made for radio. You get plenty of phone calls.
A face made for radio.
Made for radio.
That's a good line. How are you? Now, is it cloudy there yet?
Well, it is now that you've been talking about rain before you started harping on this rain thing. It's fine.
So, in other words, if we had more positive attitude, the sun would burst forth.
Exactly.
Well, it seems to be working. We have a little burst of sun right here now in downtown Minneapolis. Here's Kurt Zimmerman with our market report.
Taking a look at cash grain markets today, with the exception of the cash wheat prices, most of the markets were sharply higher today. 14% protein wheat down 14.75 at 420. Winter wheat at 358, down 11.75. Milling Durham unchanged at $4 to $4.20. Rye at 255 to 258 unchanged, with the cash corn at $2.34 a bushel. Oats at $1.17 to $1.27 unchanged. Feed barley at $1.50 unchanged. The cash soybeans were up 3 cents at 535.5. New crop sunflowers in Minneapolis 760, Duluth at 840. Today on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat at 308 up 12.5. May corn up one at 231. May oats up 2.25 at 99 cents, with May soybeans at 533.5 up 6. Most of the early months on the livestock futures all up the 150 limit. The June live cattle futures 55.70. May feeder cattle 54.07. June hogs at 45.40. July live hogs at 45.52. Again, all up 150. May pork bellies were up the $2 limit at 56.55. That's the closing agri-markets.
It's 14 minutes before 3 o'clock, and we have Jack Farrell with us now, and he has some entertaining ideas, I believe.
Yes. Today I'm going to do one of my favorite things, and that's answer food questions. A listener from Maplewood wrote, "When I hear you speak of something called quiche, what exactly is it?" Well, quiche is sort of a pie crust that's filled with egg custard. Quiche Lorraine is the original quiche and comes from the province of Lorraine in France. There they put Gruyere cheese in the egg custard. And today quiche has everything in it, from asparagus to ham to salmon to shrimp. I've even seen quiche served for dessert, and I've had it even without the crust. Another listener from Elk River writes, "What are wheat berries?" Well, wheat berries is another name, they're not berries, for whole raw wheat kernels, and they can be added to stuffings, rice, or potatoes, and they add a lot of color and texture. You can cook them just like you cook rice, these wheat kernels, or wheat berries, if you will. A listener from Mankato writes, "I had a fish called Dolly Varden on vacation in Canada. Have you ever heard of this fish or how it got its name?" Yes, it's a variety of trout, and it's named after a character in a Dickens novel, Dolly Varden. And Dolly Varden, it seemed, wore a spotted dress. And the fish is an ocean trout that has small pink and yellow spots on its side. It has pink flesh and can weigh up to 28 pounds. However, the usual size is about 4 pounds, and it takes its name from a Dickens character. A listener from Apple Valley writes, "What's the difference between bittersweet and unsweetened chocolate, or are they the same thing?" Well, no, not quite. Unsweetened chocolate is made from the liqueur that's produced when cocoa beans are crushed without any sugar. Bittersweet chocolate usually has a bit of sugar added to it, so there is quite a difference in bittersweet and unsweetened chocolate. Another listener from Mendota Heights writes, "Aside from the drama and theater, does flaming food have any advantages?" Well, contrary to what you think, flaming food isn't done strictly for dramatic purposes. In flaming, the alcohol is evaporated very quickly and leaves only the flavor of the spirit of wine or brandy that was used. The technique can be used to deglaze a roasting pan, because the burning alcohol and then the flavorful bits of meat at the bottom of the pan combine to give any sauce that's made after that flaming a wonderful flavor. Wine doesn't flame by itself and has to have some spirits added to it, but spirits do indeed flame by themselves and the alcohol burns off. A good idea and a tip, if you will, to remember when you're flaming anything is to sprinkle a little bit of granulated sugar on top so you can see the flame. Unfortunately, alcohol burns clearly, and frequently in a big flame you can't see the flame at all, and if you put a little sugar on the top, it allows you to see the flame and thus makes it a little safer. Remember, do take cautions when you're flambeing food, for although it's dramatic and interesting, it can be dangerous, so be very careful to have something on hand, like a damp towel or something, in case your flambeing gets out of hand. These entertaining ideas are brought to you by my favorite grocery store, Lund's. Lund's is my favorite grocery store for lots of different reasons, but I think on a day like today, at least downtown where it's sunny and warm, maybe some Lund's ice cream would be in order. Lund's ice cream is oh so delicious. It comes in those wonderful round cardboard containers, and it's that rich, old-fashioned, really super creamy ice cream, and boy, is it good. So if you're tired of mundane ice cream and looking for a real treat, why not stop in at Lund's store and pick up some of that Lund's private label ice cream? Unless it was the very best available, it wouldn't have the Lund's label on it, and it is indeed delicious. So for a real good treat for dessert for tonight, why not pick up some of that Lund's ice cream? Today we're answering some listeners' questions, and a listener from White Bear Lake wrote, "Is there a good way to store fresh mushrooms?" For the best storage, raw mushrooms require ventilation, temperature and high humidity. Loose mushrooms should be stored in a paper bag in the refrigerator and not tightly sealed in plastic, because that tight plastic wrapping prevents circulation, so that isn't too desirable. Mushrooms will stay good and fresh in the refrigerator for 5 to 6 days. And if you're going to keep them any longer than that, it's a good idea to take paper towels, wet them, and place them on top of the mushroom. This will help keep them moist and fresh. Another listener from Forest Lake writes, I can't whip whipping cream. Will you explain to me why occasionally I wind up with cream that won't whip? Well, the most important thing to remember when whipping cream is to have the beaters and the bowl cold. In fact, we suggest putting them in the freezer for about a half hour before whipping, and the cream should be well chilled too, so that the butter fat will remain stiff rather than oily. If beaten when warm, the cream will barely thicken because the butter fat is unable to gel, and when this happens, the fat won't support the air that's beaten in. So some cooks I know even whip over a bowl of ice. And lastly, a listener from Maple Plain writes, what's the best wine to have with stuffed pork chops? Well, a lot of wines are good with stuffed pork chops, but I personally would have a Rheingau. The wines of this area in Germany seems to lend themselves so very well to stuffed pork chops.
Had a stuffed mailbag today, eh?
Oof. Yes.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow we're going to talk about something old-fashioned, rich, and good, plain old gravy.
Mm. Ooh, I love gravy. Mm. Okay, thanks, Jack. It's 9 minutes now before 3.
A cookie is a cookie and a loo is a loo. Both are good, but one is too good to be a cookie, so we call them loo. Please don't call them cookies.
Did you pick up the milk and eggs?
No, but I got something better.
I ask for milk and eggs and you bring me cookies?
Oh, please don't call them cookies. These are Marie Lou biscuits by Lou. They're made with fresh eggs and milk. Not too sweet, and they're so crispy.
Mmm, they're good. So does this mean if I ask for Marie Lou, I'll get milk and eggs?
Sisters and wafers made by Lou. Pastries, creams, and patties too.
It's by Lou. Please don't call them cookies.
Kozlak Russell Show on WCCO. It's 2:52 and the sun is still shining downtown Minneapolis, 69 degrees. Here's David Gates and Brad.
Kept me warm. Kept me warm. You gave my life to me just to touch you.
WCCO Radio News, this is Ruth Kozlak reporting. A longtime resident of Kiev is saying the mishap at the Soviet nuclear power plant north of the Ukrainian city has killed 2,000 people and has hospitalized many more suffering with radiation sickness. The report could not be immediately confirmed, but a Western resident of Russia's third most populous city says many buses are being used in the evacuation of 10 to 15,000 people in the disaster area around the plant. Local authorities reportedly have called in the military to assist in dealing with the Soviet Union's worst nuclear disaster. A group of American students traveling in Russia has been located in Kiev and are reportedly unharmed. The 16 students and one faculty member from Bates College say they plan to continue their tour. The official announcement from the Soviet news agency TASS today is that two people died as a result of the nuclear accident and that evacuations are being carried out in the area surrounding the plant. TASS says the radiation situation at the plant has been stabilized and that necessary medical aid has been given to those affected. The fire that was raging at the disaster site reportedly has been controlled. And Northern States Power Company spokesman Tom Boucher said in Minneapolis that the presence of a fire does not necessarily mean there was an explosion.
It probably just indicates overheating, the possibility that they lost their ability to cool that reactor core, and the temperature just went up until it reached the combustion temperature for the graphite, and then the graphite begins burning, and you have, you know, a very simple analogy, something like a bog fire where it continues to burn on its own and is pretty difficult to control. So my guess, and it's just that, would be that the reactor became overheated somehow. They were no longer able to cool it, and the fire got out of control.
That's NSB spokesman Tom Boucher. CBS will air an update on the Soviet nuclear power disaster in the form of a special report later this afternoon. You'll hear that report live here on WCCO Radio at 5:40 p.m. Twin Cities time. Fears that the nuclear accident near Kiev could damage the Russian wheat crop sent grain and soybean prices soaring today on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat was up the limit across the board shortly before the close, as were September and March corn. Closing prices were sharply higher, although profit-taking forced the market from session highs. Some analysts said that while the Soviet wheat crop would not be physically damaged, it could be contaminated by the fallout from the disaster. However, others said there would be minimal damage and that traders were overreacting. We'll have more news in just a minute.
Guess what I've got in this bag?
Midlife crisis?
No, swatches.
Swatches?
Swatches of fabric. Calico Corners has gathered decorating fabrics from the top designers into one fantastic collection. Thousands of the latest looks. Shimmering jewel tones, soft florals, rich solids, elegant paisleys for every part of the house.
Let me guess. Quilted paisley garage doors.
No, the bedroom. A family that decorates together, stays together.
Another late night with Architectural Digest, dear? 30 to 60% fabric savings every day. Now get 20% off selected custom labor services. Limited time offer, so hurry.
First quality fabrics and custom labor savings. Only at Calico Corners, our decorating resource.
Are we yuppies yet?
You don't deserve me.
But you have such good taste.
Calico Corners is your kind of place. All you add is your own good taste.
Sale now in progress at Calico Corners, Edina and Roseville. Now open on Sundays. Consult your white pages for addresses.
Take a look at Maury's Mazda.
New trucks from just $58.88. Over 150 Mazdas in stock. Only at Maury's Mazda.
Take a look.
Highway 12 near 494 in Minnetonka.
A judge in Madison, Wisconsin today ordered prosecutors to provide records of any previous sexual assault allegations which may have been made by a Madison woman who has accused three former University of Minnesota basketball players of raping her. However, Circuit Judge George Northrup denied defense motions aimed at obtaining other material, and the judge refused to examine prosecutors' files to see whether there was any evidence that could clear the three defendants, 21-year-old Kevin Smith, 21-year-old Mitchell Lee, and 19-year-old George Williams Jr. The three are due to go on trial in early May. We're going to see some rain this afternoon, believe it or not. That's a definite possibility. More showers likely tonight. More rain possible tomorrow. Maybe even thunderstorms. Low tonight will be 50. Right now it's 69 and mostly sunny.